If you will, before we have our closing prayer, give me a quick second. Turn to Exodus chapter 33. I just want to give you something to ponder for the year. And I'm reminded, and this is not a devotional, I'm just going to give a quick little point. I'm reminded of sometimes the temptation to lean to our own understanding. Sometimes the temptation to act first and then ask God second. Let it be our aim this year to be a people that are going to God first and then we act. Not act first and then go to God in prayer second. In the book of Exodus, chapter 33, verses 12 and 13, really 12 through 14, we have the children of Israel, and of course, God was going to be leading the children of Israel across the Red Sea, and now he's about to lead them into what is known as the Promised Land. Yet God had given them the law in Exodus chapter 20, and now we find that Moses, he wanted further instruction. And he did not want to go any further unless he knew that God was going to be leading him and the children of Israel. And he says something very interesting. He says, we do not want to go forward unless we know that we have found favor, found grace in your sight. And that made me think about something, because if the presence of God is going to go with us, friends, we need to make sure that God is actually doing the leading and that we're not getting in front of God himself. In Exodus chapter 33, verses 12 through verse 14, and Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast said, also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now the way, thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. Watch this. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. I just want to encourage us, myself included, let us not do anything this year. I mean anything, unless we go to God first, his word, in prayer, ask for wisdom. Let's not lean to our own understanding. Let's make sure that the presence of God go before us. And let's make sure that we do what God would have us to do. Don't lean to your own understanding.